the government's controversial reform of the welfare system through Parliament. MPs in the Commons will vote this evening on whether or not to accept amendments made to the bill by the House of Lords. The Prime Minister's told them a benefits cap is right and fair.
We're introducing a new principle into our welfare system that an able-bodied family that can work should not get more in benefits than the average family gets from work.
Meanwhile, David Cameron says he's disappointed that a French firm has all but beaten BAE Systems to a hugely lucrative military contract with India. BAE hoped to partly assemble 126 Eurofighter Typhoons in Lancashire for the Indian Air Force. A man's been charged after a Premier League football match was brought to a standstill by a protester handcuffing himself to a goalpost. It happened during Everton's win over Manchester City last night. Officials had to use bolt cutters to get the man free. Finally, Prince Harry hopes to line up on the starting blocks next to sprinter Usain Bolt during his Diamond Jubilee tour of the Caribbean and Central America. The prince plans to meet the world's fastest man at his training base in Jamaica next month. That's the latest. I'm Tim Jones.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM. You're listening to Gabby on Drive here on Phoenix 98 FM. How are you this sunny but cold, cold Arctic day? Coming up on my show today, I'm just trying to hear myself in the headphones. There we go. I can hear myself now. I'm convinced I must be working. Right. Coming up on my show today, I'm going to be speaking to Dev Vink from Raring to Go. She's going to be telling us all about the activities coming up, family-friendly activities for children and families coming up in the near future in the local area. And no doubt telling me a little bit more about Raring to Go itself. I managed to find her on Twitter. Now, if you want to tweet me today, you can do so. I am Mindful to Move. You'll also find me on Facebook. It's Gabriella Clark. Or you can email me here in the studio, radio@phoenixfm.com. Just a reminder that on Friday, my guest is Danny Davis from the Chartered Institute of Plumbing and Heating. We're going to be talking about domestic heating and plumbing issues. So please do send forth your emails and inquiries so that I can question him when he comes on Friday. If I haven't got any questions, though, no doubt I'll think of some anyway. Hope you enjoyed the show today. If you're listening, why not get in touch? And kicking us off at this hour, we've got Jamiroquai.
For the West Sea. Whoa, it's a crazy world. XFM Travel News with the hair company Crown Street, Brentwood.
There's just roadworks to report. Narrow lanes and a speed restriction of 50 miles per hour in both directions between junction 29 and 30 on the M25. Major roadworks on the A130 Sadler's Farm roundabout in South Benfleet at the A13 junction. Roadworks and restrictions on the A176 Upper Main in both directions in Basildon between the A1235 Cranes Farm Road junction and Billericay. One lane closed on the A114 Baddow bypass in both directions in Chelmsford between the Army and Navy in Great Baddow because of roadworks during off-peak periods there. And Goat Hill Lane in Chelmsford is closed at the Horse and Groom Lane junction because of roadworks. Diversions in operation via Goat Hall Lane, Bakeswell Lane, Margaretting Road and the Stock Road and vice versa.
If you have news of the queues, 01277 849931. Phoenix FM Travel with the hair company Crown Street Brentwood. Creating style with a smile. Book your appointment on 01277 222864.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
What is a CVS? A Council for Voluntary Service is a local voluntary organisation formed and run by local voluntary groups to promote and develop the effectiveness of voluntary action. CVS promote the effectiveness of local groups and organisations by providing support services such as information, advice and training. CVS acts as a representative body for the views and needs of the voluntary sector and supports the development of a clear partnership and complementary working relationships between the voluntary sector, volunteers and statutory agencies. CVS maintains a resource centre which is staffed and equipped. For more information, call 01277 222299.
You're listening to Gabby on Drive here on Phoenix 98 FM. I'm with you until 6, unfortunate, if you don't like the sound of my voice. Don't forget that joining me in the studio, well, in fact, there's perfect reason for you to listen on, even if you don't like the sound of my voice, because joining me in the studio is going to be Deb Fink from Raring to Go. She's going to be telling me all about the activities coming up in the Brentwood area, family-friendly activities, things for the kids to do. So make sure you stay tuned and learn more about Raring to Go as well.
FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, tyre and wheel alignment specialists.
This evening, it is indeed the 1st of February. Oh no, hang on a minute. I think I might have missed this one. Oh dear, it happened this afternoon. I didn't realise. Okay, so for Saturday, that's our next event coming up. There's a jumble sale organised by the Ingatestone Brownies at Christie Hall, Pemberton Avenue. It's only 20 pence to go along, so why not go along and get some bargains to support the Brownies in Ingatestone. And on Saturday in the evening at 7:30, there's an evening of classical music organised by the Brentwood Philharmonic Orchestra at the Erschlein School. Overture Oberon Weber, Violin Concerto in D, Beethoven. The soloist for that is Beth Spenlove. Symphony No. 5 Tchaikovsky's, conducted by John Hawkins, and the leader is Helen Ryan. It's £12 to go along, £10 for concessions. Children are just two. You can call 01277 233 698, or you can find all of those details again, plus way more events for February, on allthews.phoenixfm.com/local events.
Phoenix FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, Prospect Way, Hutton, your specialists for tyre and wheel alignment. Telephone Brentwood 210 414.
And I'm pleased to say that I'm now joined in the studio by Deb. I think she's just grabbing something. She's just grabbing something for me. Yep, she's been ever so well behaved, because I've just had to. You can speak, Deb.
Oh, okay.
We'll be able to hear you. I had to anticipate where she'd be sitting back down. I haven't quite anticipated the microphone right, have I at all? You had to swing it over, didn't you?
Yeah.
If you move it a bit closer. Yeah.
Hello, hello.
Oh, that's good. I like to hear my guests nice and loud in my headphones. make sure the rest of Brentwood. So, Deb, you are from Raring to Go, aren't you?
I am indeed, yeah.
Describe to people that have never heard of it, or perhaps haven't got children, or mm-hmm. they're just not really family types.
Right.
What is Raring to Go?
Right, Raring to Go is a little A5 glossy magazine that goes out once a quarter, and it goes out through preschools, libraries and Sainsbury's in the Brentwood, Billericay and Wickford areas. And basically it's just, it's a family friendly magazine. It has about 10 to 12 pages of family friendly events that are happening in the local area. It has articles of interest to families, advertising all based around family life, clubs, classes, parties, that type of thing.
Yeah.
And it's a free magazine that goes out, as I say, to parents. Predominantly parents read it and then go through it, tick off the things that they want to do, and keep hold of it, basically. That's what I used to do before I had the magazine myself, before I owned it myself. I used to do that with other magazines of similar nature.
Oh, right. Oh, okay, then.
Yeah.
And do you know who started the magazine?
Well, there's a guy called Nigel Botterill, who's from up north, sort of Birmingham way.
Okay.
And he's a bit of an entrepreneur. He's started up lots of different businesses. He also started, there's a Best Of. I don't know if you've heard of the website Best Of.
Oh, right.
There's Best of Billericay, Best of Brentwood, Best of Basildon. I mean, there's Best Ofs all over the country as well, and they're just like a local community website where only businesses that are recommended by local people get onto the Best Of website. He started that up. He started Raring to Go up. The My Little Wrapper, the chocolate bars, that's another one of his startups. So Raring to Go used to be his, but it was bought out about two and a half years ago by the printers. Actually, printed the magazine.
Oh, right.
And they're called Mojo Publishing, and they bought the franchise off Nigel, and they now run it. And I must say, they do run it much better. They put a lot more investment into it.
Probably because maybe they have less to focus on. That's the problem. When entrepreneurs, they kind of get, they start dabbling in so many different areas, and then really you can't put your everything into one thing.
No.
So it's kind of like they have all of these different, I don't know if the right word is, would it be franchises?
Yeah, well, I'm the franchisee, and so Mojo are the franchisor.
Okay.
So they own the core business. They own the website, and they own all the territories, the Raring to Go territories, and then they sell them on. So my territory is Brentwood, Billericay and Wickford, and I'm the only one in Essex. But there are other ones, Suffolk, there's one at Ipswich.
So that's good. So when you do get you buy into these franchises, mm-hmm. you know that someone else isn't going to try and get set up another one in your close area.
I mean, you know, somebody could come along and buy the Basildon or the Chelmsford one, which wouldn't be a problem because
That'd be okay though, because you're Brentwood and Billericay and Wickford.
Yeah, although I do have clients that are outside of that area, you know, that still advertise with me. But it's a very, I don't know whether this is going to sound sexist, but because it's predominantly females that own the magazines, but it's very caring, sharing thing to be involved in, because all the editors, it's not cutthroat. We're not trying to sort of grab clients off each other, and everybody's very, very giving of their expertise, their advice. We all meet up on a regular basis for coffee
because that's what it's all about, really. Mm. People, the more you try and compete with other businesses, even if they're very, very similar to your own, I always think the less you gain from that ultimately.
Yeah.
Because you can learn from each other, mm-hmm. And I think you can grow. You can both grow better mm-hmm. by learning from each other. Would you agree?
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
Completely off the subject, but I do like talking a bit of business and just helping other people that are perhaps listening understand. Mm-hmm. You know how buying a franchise as you. If you want to buy into someone else's idea, mm-hmm. that's quite a good way of going about it.
Yeah, because we've got all
you haven't got that risk of someone else starting a Raring to Go in Brentwood.
Mm. And we've also got a great deal of support from Mojo. You know, they own the website, because linked to the magazine, we've also got a website, www.raringtogo.co.uk, which all the events that are in the... all the magazines around the country are all on the website. So if you're going on holiday somewhere, you could put in your area on the website of where you're going on holiday, and the editor from that area will have put all the local events and things happening. So you could find out, if you're going to Yorkshire, you could find out what was happening in the local park of the town that you were going to stay
sort
of thing. You know, so it's really good from that point of view. There's competitions on the
website.
And
if you're moving house.
Yeah, if you don't know the area.
Handy,
it's very good.
Yeah. That is really good. Wow. And you're also involved in a charity, I do understand.
The chap that one of the chaps that that owns Mojo, he actually started up about, I think it was 21 years ago, started up a charity called The Italian Job. Now, what it is I think it just started off as a sort of jokey about wouldn't it be fun to take some minis from the Italian Job, the cars that they drive in the movie, are minis, to take some minis down to Italy on a road trip. So him and some friends did that, and they got sponsorship for charity, and they started off this charity called The Italian Job, and they've been doing it every year since, for 21 years. They've raised over £2 million so far, and they're hoping they're going to have the biggest rally ever this year, and they're hoping to raise to bring that figure up to £3 million. So
what does it go towards?
Well, it's children's charities.
Oh, it's just
children's charities.
Just children's.
Yeah. I think this year they're focusing on the Variety Club, is going to be their biggest charity.
Do you know what the Variety Club does?
The Variety Club...
Sorry,
Variety Club,
a great
bit
of Britain.
The Variety Club is... I think it's... I don't know that much about it, but I think it's, from my memory, I mean, they do shows and things, don't they? You must have heard of the Variety Club of Great Britain, where they do sort of children's shows and things. I think they do entertainment for children who are sick or...
Yeah, children's charity.
Yeah.
Sorry, it raises funds for the sick, disabled and disadvantaged children.
Mm-hmm.
Entertainers who volunteer mm-hmm. their time, talents and skills. News, events and fundraising. There you go.
Yeah, so that's what the focus of the Italian Job this year is.
Oh, that's nice. Oh,
yeah.
Good.
So if you just Google the Italian Job... It will bring up details of this year's rally. You can either get involved, you can have a holiday, because it takes a couple of weeks or something to do this rally. So you can
people bring their car?
Yeah, as long as you drive a car that is featured in the Italian job, which would be a Mini,
okay.
Or I don't know what the other cars are, little Italian cars, I presume, because it's set in Italy, isn't
it? I bet there's loads of car lovers out there, and they're like, I know.
Yeah, so if you're involved, you know, if you have one of those cars and you want to get involved in a rally and make some money for charity,
yeah,
it's a really fun way of doing it. And there's like hundreds of them all go down together. So
hopefully
it's really,
it'll be warmer by then,
yeah,
as well, dear. Oh, my word. It's just so cold today. What I'm going to do now is I'm going to play a song, and then we're going to speak about some of the events that are coming up in the local area for, what would you say, families,
yes,
children.
I've got some events for the half-term holidays.
With babies, maybe, or do you not quite go that young?
Yeah, no, we do that as well.
Babies,
yeah,
as well. There you go. So make sure you stay tuned.
I see you bend up, I'll stop and give you a leg up. Overpriced on real estate, surreal estate, the highest price that lives in days, creating new divides and tensions. You've got to tolerate all those people that you hate. I'm not in love with you, but I won't hold that against you. You've got to tolerate. Mutual appreciation, away from narrow preconception, avoiding conflict, hypertension, non-phobic word aerobic. This was my domain, till someone stole my name.
You're listening to Gabby on Drive here on Phoenix 98 FM. I'm joined in the studio by Deb Fink from Raring to Go. We've been chatting about how it all started, really, how the magazine started, and we've been speaking about how Deb got involved with it. What else have we been to? You covered quite a lot. Ah, the charity that you're involved with, mm-hmm, as well, and a rally that's coming up. And in particular, it focuses on children's charities. So Raring to Go is based on, it's for families,
yeah,
isn't it? for family life. So what events are coming up for families?
Right, okay. Well, one of the perks of only Raring to Go is that I get to know about all the events that are going on locally first, because all the different parks and places email me with events lists. So we've got at Thorndon. Thorndon do lots of great walks and things for families. And the next one they've got coming up is called Penny's Preschool Playtime at Thorndon. And that's on Wednesday the 13th. I can't read this because I haven't brought my glasses with me.
Oh,
that
no.
was a bit silly, wasn't it? That's just a 2 hours fun and games.
Is it in this?
In the park.
In this as
no,
well?
that's an old edition, sorry. Fun and games in the park for preschool children and their families. And that starts at 10 o'clock in the morning. But all events at Thorndon Park, you do have to phone the Countryside Centre and book them. All the events do need to be booked first, so that they've got an idea of how many people are going to be going. And then also we've got another event, Abracadabra Presents Wizards at the Queen's Theatre. Ah, right, that's the Queen's Theatre. That's not Thorndon one. Sorry. The Queen's Theatre also do a great deal of children's events.
Yeah.
They run a weekly club called the Jesters Club on a Saturday morning, which is a Jesters Drama Club, which they just run on a Saturday morning and a Saturday afternoon, I think, as well. I think they do two sessions. But you can find out about that on the Queen's website.
So lots of stuff going on at the Queen's Theatre, so that's good.
Yeah, that's a great thing. They've also got a show coming up called How to Catch a Star at the Queen's Theatre on Saturday the 4th.
That's aimed at children.
All aimed at children, yeah. That's on this
Saturday. What sort of time of day do they present their children, you know, performances?
This one is at 10... Oh, that's in the foyer. So that's 10 a.m. in the morning.
Cool, that's an early one, isn't it?
Yeah. So, they do the shows actually in the theatre, but they also do, in the foyer, they do various clubs, drama clubs, and extra workshops and things for children. And they have lots of details of those on their website, so you can go onto the Queen's website to get full details of that. But, you know, really good. I think that's the sort of thing you'd remember as an adult. You'd look back fondly on going to the theatre drama club, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I used to go to one as a child as well.
Yeah, so did I. I went to one in Hornchurch, actually.
I went to one locally. I don't know if there are any at the Brentwood. I used to go to one at the Brentwood Theatre, and I don't know if there are any that still go for children, run.
I'll have to contact Mark and find out about that.
You'll have to give him a ring to find out, because it would be beneficial to know if there is one that's going on, because children, I think it's very, very good for children.
Yeah, it's good for their confidence.
Yeah, definitely.
I sent my son to drama classes when he first started school, because he didn't put his hand up in class enough. They said he was too shy. So we went to drama class for a year, and by the end of it, he
learned to become dramatic.
He was putting his hand up to answer questions by the end of the year, so it did work. At Barleylands, they're running an event through the half-term holidays, Books, Cooks and Scarecrows. That's they do, as you know, the farm there, you've got all the animals and everything, but they also do, I think they have like a caravan actually in a mobile caravan, where they do extracurricular sort of things as well, extra workshops.
I
think you sometimes have to pay a little bit extra, but sometimes they're free. So that's always a good website to go and have a look at, the Barleylands.
Yeah, the Barleylands.
But all this stuff is
there's
all on the Raring to Go website as well.
Yeah.
So it's all listed. That's what I'm trying to read without my glasses, is a print off of our website. So that's what I'm finding. Stubbers are doing half term holiday activities as well. Stubbers
what
down
is
in
Stubbers?
Have you not been to? Oh, it's brilliant. My son went there last summer. He spent a week there. It's in Upminster.
It's not like a
centre.
Yeah, like a Camp Beaumont type place.
Yeah, but I think it's cheaper than Camp Beaumont. And
I don't know if Camp Beaumont still even operate. I can just remember being forced to do it as a child.
Yeah,
and being a bit upset that it was the summer holidays and I was being carted off every day to.
Did you not enjoy it when you got there then?
No. Did I? No. Well, I suppose I did. did and I didn't. They were massive. Mm. There were so many children there. I think that's what I found a bit overwhelming.
Yeah, I took my son went along with a group. There were like eight.
And the
eight
people that were running it, that was the other thing. The people that were running it were quite young. And I'm sure they weren't that young. I'm sure they were just like, you know, 18. I'm sure they're fully qualified to be doing what they were doing.
But when you're little anyway.
But when you're little and they don't look like the same age as your mum and dad, you're just a bit like, oh, I don't think they're young. I think they're big kids too, you know. It's quite scary.
Well, they do really good courses over the holiday. So I think their courses start at about they do £15 I think for a half day and £30 for a full day.
Cool,
and there's
blimey.
All sorts of activities. There's climbing walls, yachting.
Yeah, I did some brilliant stuff like abseiling.
All that sort of stuff.
All like adventurous. Yeah.
My son absolutely loved it. He really loved it down there.
To so be that, a kid again. So
but,
nice.
You know, if you're like me and you work for yourself, sometimes it's nice just to get them away during the holidays just for a couple of hours breathing space. So you can actually get on with a bit of work, even though you don't really want to sort of shove them into a club
exactly.
all week.
So. Yeah, yeah. You want them to be somewhere where at the same time they're going to get completely stimulated. Mm-hmm. They're going to have a really, really good time. They're probably going to remember the experience, you know, for years and years, hopefully forever. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I quite agree. And really, are you honestly going to take them abseiling? Probably not.
No.
Do you like abseiling?
No.
I quite like it, but you know.
I haven't done it since I was a child. I probably would enjoy it, but I think I'm a bit too old.
Now, tell me, while you're on the subject of that, tell me, what do you like about the job? About what you do.
Oh, right.
You are self-employed, aren't you?
Yeah. Because I own the franchise, so it's like I own my little territory.
But
so
it's down to you to get an accountant, I presume, and
my husband,
do all of that.
Yeah. He's the accountant.
Okay.
But what it is I have to sell the advertising space in the magazine because that's what pays my wages. But the bit that I enjoy is the editing the magazine. So you get a template from head office, and they've also got a series of articles and things that you can use if you want to. You don't have to.
If you're desperate, but you can put your own stuff in.
You can put your own stuff in, yeah. I try to
And that's what you
local.
Like, the editing
The editing side of it. Putting it all together, designing the adverts for people, doing the what's on listings. I trawl the internet gleaning sort of events that are going on in the local area. I normally try and put at least 10 to 12 pages of local events in the magazine to make sure, because that's what makes people
read
it.
But is that the bit that you don't like so much?
No, I quite enjoy doing that. It's just selling the advertising space is the bit that I don't like doing. I'm not a salesperson. I really don't like doing that. And I know some people do. You know, some people love selling. Some people have got a real gift for it, but I haven't. So I'm actually at the moment sort of looking to either find somebody who can come and work with me as a partner, sort of selling the advertising space and leaving me to do the editing and the more creative side of things.
Yeah.
Or somebody to actually buy the franchise from me.
There you go. You've either got listeners have either got a job opportunity or
Their own business.
Or if they can't bear working with another human being, because there are people like that.
But you
out
have
there.
To like people right. to be able to do the job, because you have to go and talk to people.
Yeah, no, I know, but some people, they have to be completely 100%, you know, they are, you know, what they do. Mm-hmm. Oh, I do know people like that would just get annoyed having to. I think I'd actually get quite annoyed.
I don't like having a boss, to be honest.
That sort of person.
I like being my own boss.
I like.
And you can set your own hours as well with this job, which is a great, you know, it fits in really well around family life. If I want to take the morning off and go and see one of my sons in the school play, or
you can,
I can do that, you know, or sort of.
Do you have to be up early for this job, or can you do it any time of day? All of you nocturnal workers out there, I love doing paperwork in the evenings.
Yeah, I mean, you can do.
In front of the telly, and you only get about half the amount done that you could have done.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like being a child again, being set told, don't do your homework in front of the telly. It'll take you twice as long, and then you do exactly the same as an adult with paperwork. And I bet your teachers do it with their marking.
Yeah.
Oh, brilliant. So was there anything else that you wanted to add?
There's another one I could mention. The Chill Out Holiday Club as well is another great thing for families. But that's run by, it used to be run by Brentwood Council. I'm not sure it is anymore. It's been taken over by Thrithwood, the Scouting Activity Centre. And they do a holiday club for 8 to 16-year-olds.
Right.
And that's £7.50 for a two-hour session. So that's really good value.
And that's the Scouting...
That's at off Orchard Avenue in Brentwood. Thrithwood Scouting and Activity Centre.
Thrithwood... Scouting and activity.
Obviously not a girl guide.
No, I haven't, but we do have a show on Phoenix called Scout Shout. I think it's on a Saturday. I'm pretty sure. I'll play the promo later for my listeners just because I've mentioned the show now. So no doubt our top scouter here at Phoenix probably knows all about this. Mm-hmm. Hopefully he'll be sharing that event with his listeners as well. Well, thank you so much for coming in, Dev. I'm going to have to finish there, and you need to get off and pick up the kids, don't you?
Boys, yeah.
So at least you don't have to get moaned at by a boss saying, oh, she's so inflexible, she's got children, you know. Because a lot of people take a lot of rap for that, don't they? But why should you feel guilty about having children? It's a completely natural aspect of human existence at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to have a look at the travel.
Okay.
Phoenix FM Travel News with the Hair Company, Crown Street, Brentwood.
The travel wasn't where I wanted it to be, but I've found it now. There's heavy traffic on the A13 between the Five Bells Interchange and the Saddlers Farm roundabout in North Benfleet. Cranes Farm Road is slow moving in Basildon westbound towards Upper Main due to ongoing roadworks there. In Chelmsford, Parkway and Victoria Road are now busy. They've got lane restrictions on all approaches to the High Chelmer multi-storey for roadworks. Expect delays until the work there finishes. Until 3:30 it should finish. And apart from that, we've got narrow lanes and a speed restriction of 50 miles per hour in both directions on the M25 between junction 29 and 30.
If you have news of the queues, 01277 849931. Phoenix FM Travel with the Hair Company, Crown Street, Brentwood. Creating style with a smile. Book your appointment on 01277 222-864.
Europe, you'll get down. You're never running from this town. Anything you said, you'll never get anything better than this. 'Cause you're going round in circles, and everyone knows your trouble. Give a minute.
Phoenix FM.
Are we finished yet?
Just another 10 shops to go.
What?
There's nothing better than spending time at the Baytree Centre. So shopping over 25 stores all within the Baytree Centre and a chance to grab a coffee. You can shop till you drop. The Baytree Centre is open 7 days a week, situated just off the high street with ample parking nearby in a multi-storey car park and a wide range of shops. The centre will truly enhance your shopping experience. Please contact individual stores for their opening times.
Phoenix FM Events Guide in association with Skidmarks, tyre and wheel alignment specialists.
On Monday, the 6th of February, there's going to be a talk on vegetable growing by the Brentwood Horticultural Society. It will be held at St George's Church on Hall Lane in Ongar Road, Brentwood. Vegetable show judge Mike Jervis will be talking about how to grow vegetables, funnily enough. It's completely free to go along. If you need to contact anyone, contact our resident gardener here at Phoenix. Andrew Babbage is his name. His email address is andrew@babbage.com. That's spelt B-A-B-I-C-Z. You can get all of those details again, plus way more on our events guide, all the www.phoenixfm.com/local events.
Phoenix FM Events Guide, in association with Skidmarks, Prospect Way, Hutton. Your specialists for tyre and wheel alignment. Telephone Brentwood 210 414.
To all the current, and we knew it. We only had a little while in the middle. Just keep ticking over. Before you know it, pair and a pair and more. We're all getting older, so we take a lover, so we take a lover, so we take a lover waiting in the corner. And before you know it, before you know it, before
hear them scream.
On the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.